Civil Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 40. In this edition of the Civil Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, I talk to you what I've been doing so far. I also have a short trip report from my recent Walt Disney World trip, a review of the Freakazoid Season 1 DVD set, and a review of Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People, Episode 1, for the Nintendo Wii and PC. If you wish to email me, please email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And now, let's rock and roll. Hello, pack members, and welcome to a short edition of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. I am Silver Wolf, and, well, the reason why this is going to be so short is because, well, as of this recording, I only have about 3 hours until the next showing of Dark Knight, which I'm finally getting a chance to see. And, unfortunately, this week I won't share any video game news with you, but I will next time. And, well, let's just get on with this. I gotta get going pretty soon. What I've been up to so far, nothing too much. I got back from my recent Walt Disney World trip, which I'll explain in a little bit. I did some freshman orientation. Freshman orientation, I was one of the leaders. But anyway, also, last weekend, I was at a Cubs game from the rooftops in Wrigleyville, which was awesome. It was my brother's bachelor party, and I was invited, and, I mean, it's really cool to experience a Cubs game from the rooftops. It's just awesome. I mean, you get this, it's a nice hometown feeling, and you get a really good view of Wrigley Field, and it was really nice. It was hot, and I did get a little burned, but, you know, it was really nice, and then we hit a bar, which is just down the street, had a few drinks there, and then we went to my cousin's house, and we had some cigars, and, you know, we just hung out there for a little bit. And since I had to go to school the next day, I had to go home and get some sleep. So, but anyway, it was pretty cool. And other than that, well, I just started school. So, other than that, that's about it. And, earlier I mentioned that I just came back from my Walt Disney World trip. That was, you know, last week. And what a trip it was. I'm going to give you the short version this week, but I'm going to be more in-depth next time with a review of Toy Story Midway Mania. But in short, this trip was awesome. It was, a couple weeks ago, I did mention that I was going to do four missions for this trip, which were Toy Story, go on Toy Story Midway Mania, see Yeehaw Bob, see the Pocahontas and her Forest Friends show at Animal Kingdom for the first and last time, and definitely see the Adventures Club for the last time, and I did all four, all within a matter, you know, of a few days, and, you know, this trip was awesome, and especially hanging out with new people that, you know, I've only talked to. And especially me, some people that I already met, but, you know, just me with, like, a lot of people there was just awesome. I met one of my mother's coworkers and her family. It was a really nice time. We hung out at Disney's Hollywood Studios. I met up with my friends from the college program, and the best people that I met there, well, it was awesome meeting those people, but, you know, I was a bit nervous. Well, I was going to meet these people, but these are people from the DPN, the Disney Podcast Network, and I met them at the Adventurers Club. I set up a little forum trend saying, hey, I'm going to be at the Adventurers Club, you want to hang out? And then it turned into this small Disney Podcast Network mini-meet at the Adventurers Club, and I just got to say, that meeting Earl from Trapped on Vacation and the bleeping wife, both, you know, both from Trapped on Vacation, Will and Shannon from The Magic Never Ends, the Teenage Disney Geek from the Adventures of a Teenage Disney Geek podcast, the Esquire from the Disney Podcast Network forums, meeting all these people, it was incredible. They're really nice people, and, you know, it was pretty much one of the best highlights of my trip, just meeting these people that I only talked to over, you know, the Disney Podcast Network forums. But I think I only met, yeah, I met Earl during the college program, and, you know, I never really met anyone else, and they're really nice people. They were really nice people, and I really enjoyed, you know, meeting up with them and, you know, just hanging out with them, spending my last moments at the Adventures Club with them, and, you know, it was great. It was one of the highlights of my trip. And just going to the Adventures Club one last time was just awesome in itself, and I'll give more detail into that in the next show. But like I said, this trip was awesome, and next time on the show, I'll give a full trip report. So, other than that, well, we're only five minutes in, and already I'm already halfway done with this show. But anyway, great trip, life so far. Freakazoid Season 1 on DVD. And a few weeks ago, I talked about the five shows I want to see on DVD. Freakazoid was one of them, and I was really happy that the announcement was made not too long ago and the DVD came out. It's actually a two-disc set, but what it really is that it's one disc, you know, on everything's on one side, the other side's the label. And on the other disc, I'm guessing this is just a good way to save money or something, but it's a double-sided disc. One side has just more episodes, and the opposite side has just a couple episodes and all the bonus features. And to be honest, for bonus features, there's only three of them. There's a really cool documentary on how Freakazoid was created and, you know, where the idea come from and, you know, how Steven Spielberg, you know, thought of it. And, you know, it was pretty much, you know, how Freakazoid started. And also, all the small trailers for Freakazoid, which were pretty much, like, they pretty much acted like cruise line ship advertisements, saying stuff like, out here, we're on vacation, so we can't show you scenes from the next episode of Freakazoid. We better get back to work. You know, something like that. Even though they don't explain the show, they're just really funny to watch, especially after, you know, how the creators came up with these ads at the last minute. So, there's also commentary on three episodes, and the show itself, funny as hell. I mean, it's such a really great show, and it's still funny to this day, and it's a lot of slapstick comedy, a lot of situation comedy, it's just comedy all over, and especially it's nice to have a superhero that doesn't take himself seriously. Actually, I don't think he takes, not too, actually not at all. This guy's just crazy. And it's such a fun show, and I really enjoyed watching it as a kid, and I definitely enjoy watching it on DVD. It's a good DVD, even though it kind of lacks special features, but they're really good ones. Like, what I meant by lack, I mean, there's not too many of them, but it's still really worth it. If you're a fan of the show back then, I highly recommend you get this. All in all, but I think the only downside is that I wish it was, like, three, because I'm not really a big fan of the two-sided DVDs that some people are coming out with. I'm just not a fan of them because, like, once you have it on one side and they find out it's not the side you wanted, they have to open the disc up and they have to switch and blah, blah. It's even though it's a small hassle, it just annoys me. But still, the DVD's pretty good. Has good audio and video. Has good quality to it. A few good special features, and overall, it's such a really fun DVD. It's good for the money, And if you're, like I said, if you're a fan of the show, I highly recommend you pick up this DVD. So, all in all, I'm going to give this DVD a 9 out of 10. I wish it could add more features to it, because it kind of looked like it may have needed them. But, you know, overall, this is such a great DVD. I highly recommend it. Get it and just laugh, because, I mean, it's a comedy. Why not? And what else? Oh, yeah. One more review. This is actually going to be a short review, because this is actually not a long game. It's Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People, and it's available on WiiWare, and for those who don't own a Wii, it's also available on PC as well. This is episode 1 of a series of games, kind of like what, and it's made by Telltale Games, so, I think with the success of Sam and Max, I think Telltale is, you know, really going along with these episodic games, and Strong Bad's Cool Game for Attractive People is one of them. The first episode is called Homestar Ruiner. That's right, Homestar Ruiner. And this first episode is about, well, it starts off with Strong Bad receiving an email from a fan saying that he should beat the snot out of Homestar. And, well, Strong Bad doing what he does. And he goes over to Homestar, and he wants to beat the snot out of him, but Homestar can't allow Strong Bad to do it because he has to enter in a race. And, you know, it's actually what's really interesting about it. It's three stories strapped into one game. It's first, you know, Strong Bad trying to beat the snot out of Homestar. Then it's Strong Bad trying to help out Homestar. Well, because Homestar is trapped in his house, and, well, Strong Bad wants him out. And then it turns into, you know, the finale, and, you know, it's pretty much three stories wrapped into one, which is all right, I guess. The controls of the game are pretty simple. You know, it's just simple point and click and collecting objects and, you know, just having fun all around. It has all the locations and all the characters from the website homestarrunner.com, including some of the small objects that only true fans know, which is one thing that, like, even though I'm a true Homestar Runner fan, I don't really like, because, well, this game is pretty much for, like, hardcore Homestar fans, because everything in this game is all based on previous Strong Bad emails and, you know, short tunes and all this stuff from homestarrunner.com. So if you're not familiar with homestarrunner.com, it's best to either save your money or go onto the website and try to grab as much information as you, like, you know, try to watch pretty much everything before you get, like, most of the jokes in the video game. The graphics themselves, I guess, are okay. It's all 3D, and they're kind of on par with the GameCube, but, you know, that's kind of expected because a Wii is pretty much a GameCube. But, you know, the graphics are all right. The gameplay, like I said, it's simple point and click where you walk around and collect objects, and, you know, the controls are pretty simple as well. And, you know, to extend the life of this game, to add replay value to this game, there's also this thing about collecting things. Like, you have to collect pieces of a manual for Snake Boxer 5, which is Strong Bad's favorite retro game. You have to collect Teen Girl Squad comic strips. Oh, that reminds me. You can actually create your own Teen Girl Squad comic in this game, and Strong Bad will judge it. And let me tell you, there's some really funny stuff that you can make the Teen Girl Squad do. Like, you can set them on fire, you can toss them into basketball hoops, and it's pretty weird. But it's funny. It's funny. There's also incredible, hilarious dialogue, all written and performed by the Brothers Chaps, you know, the guys from homestarrunner.com that made it. All that stuff. There's also some good music. And you know, overall, this really is a fun... Oh, I forgot one more thing. This game actually has achievements. But they're just simple achievements that you can just, you know... Just playing the game normally, you'll get them. Like, trimming all the... trimming everything and finding everything and, you know, get strong instead of talk a lot and... You know, just some small achievements that you might need to look online to find out how to do them. So, but overall, this game is all right. It's a good, you know, it's a good first episode, but I think it might need some room for improvement, like maybe graphics-wise and definitely length, because it only took me, oh, I say about less than 6 hours for the main game, and then, about an hour to get the rest of the achievements. So, but overall, it's a pretty good game, and especially awesome for, you know, Homestar Runner fans. But like I said, if you're not a fan of like short games and you're not a big fan of HomestarRunner.com, I would not recommend this. I would not recommend spending the 1,000 Wii points that this game costs, even though I thought it might be a little bit cheaper, but I think a thousand Wii points is good enough because that's pretty much $10. But other than that, I still recommend it. It's a lot of fun, pretty funny, and you know, just a great story. It has a really good story to it, and like I said, I'm just a fan of Homestar Runner, so I recommend it. Overall, I would give it an 8.5 out of 10. It's still good. Still need some improvement, but, you know, it's all right. And, you know, I'm still looking forward to episode 2, which is coming out in actually maybe a few short weeks, because they're going for a monthly, like, you know, one episode a month schedule. So, if you own a Wii, you can get it through WiiWare, or if you own a PC, you can actually get it through the Telltale Games website, at telltalegames.com. There's links there. You can go out there and buy the game. So check it out. Especially if you're a Homestar Runner fan. And well, like I said, this was going to be a short show. So because like I said, it's 5 o'clock. I gotta get going. And also I gotta be prepared for my, you know, I gotta go to Great America tomorrow. Just one last theme park before, you know, I'm going to be grinding my face into books and all that stuff. So let's just end the episode right here. I hope you enjoyed this short episode of the Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast. If you have any questions, suggestions, reviews, or whatever, just email me at silverwolfpodcast@gmail.com. And also, don't forget to check out the blog at swabp.blogspot.com. And next time, I'll definitely have video game news to share with you. More in-depth Walt Disney World trip report, more reviews, and just, you know, whatever life throws at me. And also, don't forget, the music from the show is by Kanto 6, and it's from the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. I'll see you next time, PAC members. Rock on.